702. Call Googs on 011-883-0702.
It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. We are staying with the arts and now joined on the line by Cape Town-based artist Robert Rorich to speak to us about their latest exhibition called Transcendence, which is a heartfelt commentary on the plight of the pangolin. Robert, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, Googs. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for your time. So why the focus on the pangolin?
The very direct reason to that is an experience with a pangolin in the National Park last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my mom in the middle of the day, and one walked right across the road very slowly and sat with us there for about 15 minutes. And it was very clear that it was talking and saying, hey, let's do something together.
Yeah.
To me, yeah.
And was this your first sight or sighting of a pangolin? You'd never seen one before?
Yes. Mm. It felt really normal, but it actually was quite mind-blowing to see one, even once in your life.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one. I've seen one on TV, in books, but not in real life. And so what about that experience then got you thinking about an exhibition?
So that experience didn't lead. We were going to have an exhibition anyway. And I think that experience came along at the right time to be a lead for the exhibition and to be a lead for raising funds for wildlife and giving us a focus of pangolin conservation so for this exhibit.
Mm-hmm. And nature has always been quite an important thing for you. In other interviews, you've said that, you've always been close to nature. Some of your earliest drawings were of, not necessarily, I mean, but of animals. How and why has nature been so important?
I think I was very blessed to grow up just next to the Kruger National Park. So we were in there often, with the animals and the birds, and our parents really introduced us to the wild. And I think that's what almost every human has in them. And I was blessed enough to grow up like that, experiencing it directly, and continue to live like that.
And what about this work, this exhibition? What does it say to us about nature? What story are you trying to tell? I mean, we often hear of, especially on the continent, how blessed we are in terms of the nature we have available. But also at the same time, there is the reality that we're in a climate emergency and much of the wildlife which we enjoy may not be available or with us if, you know, we don't make drastic changes. So what for you, what was the message you wanted to tell with this exhibition?
Yeah, so very directly, the message with this pangolin work, it's with a little boy in the sculpture. And it's just showing our connection with nature, and it's completely real and true, and it's in all of us. And it's quite fun. Children understand it very well. And then with the exhibit, it's a celebration of nature. It's not doom and gloom about we're going to lose all our animals. It's actually, that's how we keep things alive, as we celebrate them and appreciate them. And that's what this exhibit is. It's bringing joy and connection to people and wild animals in one room,
And the pangolin specifically also has quite a, you know, when we think about the natural environment and, you know, the crises that faces us with regards to nature, the pangolin is also quite important because it is the world's most trafficked animal.
Mm. Yeah, so it's really interesting there, Googs, how the pangolin showed up, you know, as something for me to sculpt. And I just feel blessed to be part of its process. You know, it needs help from humans and itself, and we can play some role just to celebrate it, to create awareness around it. And art, I think, is a beautiful channel for that. We can give people who want to, for example, use pangolin scales, we can give them art of pangolins, for example. They get the essence, they get the energy, and the pangolins can continue to live wild in this new world we have filled with so many people, as opposed to long ago where there was more pangolins than people.
Mm-hmm. And on average, how long does it take you, well, specifically to this exhibition, how long does it take to create one sculpture? Because I was looking on your Instagram page, there was a video of the pangolin, and it looked so detailed, it almost looked real. And I was just fascinated by how long it takes to create something that almost looks like it could move.
Yeah, it's interesting how long it takes. Normally, about a week. But that week is really, it is like a big build-up, and that week is like this maximum energy flow where I'm just building and making all day. So it can't be every week that I make a sculpture. But in that week, a lot comes through.
Mm.
And this pangolin, it actually took about a month. It was really difficult.
Sure.
I actually made this naked pangolin, and it sat there for some weeks, and I didn't understand how to go any further. And I actually was very lucky and came across the pangolin scale. Someone showed it to me, and I went home that afternoon and finished it the next day.
Mm.
So it's a lot about releasing something to come through me, and then it's quick.
Yeah. And in terms of in terms of transcendence, is it just the pangolin that is in the exhibition, or are there other animals as well?
No, there's many. It's a lot. It's a wildlife exhibit. There's 15 sculptures. So here I'm sitting in front of a Goliath heron and fish, and there's a crocodile, and a lot of it's quite magic. It's not just wildlife. There's a lot of children-wildlife interaction. So, yeah, 15 sculptures and 18 drawings. Also here, big blown-up sketches of birds, kind of lifting the space up, up on the walls.
And where is the exhibition showing, and for how long?
So this weekend, it's at Victoria Yards in Joburg. It's a beautiful big open space we've got for the weekend. It's 8E. It's right in the middle of Victoria Yards. And next weekend, we're moving the exact exhibit to Irene Farm, to the African Pride's Irene Inn.
And if you want to buy tickets, where can we find information?
There's no buying tickets, just arriving. So you just come to Victoria Yards this weekend or the African Pride's Irene Lodge next weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning.